Disaster relief groups in southern Africa warn that floodwaters in the Zambezi River Basin, which have already caused the worst flooding in 6 years, have not peaked yet. The Red Cross Federation's director for Southern Africa, Françoise Le Goff, says the disaster stretches from Angola to Mozambique and includes parts of Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Malawi.
The rains are everywhere, resulting in some massive destruction. We have serious destruction of roads, houses, vehicles. So it's very serious.
Heavy rains have caused the Zambezi River and two tributaries in central Mozambique to burst their banks, filling several dams, including the massive Cahora Bassa, to capacity. The floods have also inundated thousands of hectares of cropland 2 months before the harvest season. Authorities say this likely will result in food shortages in some areas. Officials in Mozambique say the crisis could surpass the floods of 2001 that killed about 700 people and displaced 500,000 more. But they do not expect such high casualties because they are better prepared now. Red Cross official Françoise Le Goff says the flooding is also causing outbreaks of cholera, a waterborne disease that causes severe diarrhea.
In the region, we are getting 7 countries with various outbreaks in some districts, in Malawi, in Zambia, in Zimbabwe, in Mozambique, in Namibia, in Angola, among others. So we are trying also to monitor jointly the flood and the cholera outbreak.
She says 5,000 cases of cholera have been recorded in Angola since last month. The Red Cross has released $250,000 for emergency supplies, such as tents, food, and medicine, and is launching an appeal for material to replace previously positioned stocks. The UN World Food Program says it has distributed 300 tons of food to people in central Mozambique. It estimates 250,000 people may need food assistance in the coming month and says it is facing a shortfall of $100 million for its program this year. The Mozambican government is preparing a $20 million disaster relief plan and is appealing for contributions to provide shelter, food, and sanitation services to its displaced people. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。